I'm wearing my t-shirt. It says, I have 0 days without sarcasm. It's a gift from a friend. I had plans today, and you know what happens when you have plans. Life happens. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is One-on-One, Communications in the Digital Age. Communications is everything. Try it. Welcome to my podcast, Gloria Moraga, One-on-One. Please share. Please follow me. You can find me at podcast.gloriamoraga.com. Not long ago, I produced a podcast episode, and it's called Bad Day. Please check it out. I am now creating another Bad Day episode. And it's funny, ironic, that I'm returning to the scene of my first Bad Day episode. I'm heading to the hospital right now. And it's never good when you're rushing to the hospital.
This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
My plan on this another bad day was to have my hair colored. Because thanks to all of you jerkos out there, and you know who you are the deniers, the non-readers, the people who deny science. You won't wear your mask or adhere to distancing rules. California is now having a second round of closures and shutdowns. My lovely hairdresser, who is close to losing her business, is shutting down again. Today was going to be the last day to get my hair colored before the second round of shutdowns begins. But that's not happening. So gray hair it is. Gray hair, man hands, nails like claws, and depression. This all contributed to my bad day, but it's not the center of the badness. This recording is me in my car on the way to the hospital. So what happened was my sister came to visit with my niece and my nephew, two of the most beautiful people in the world. Actually three, because my sister is one of the most beautiful people I know. And when I say beautiful, I mean in every way. I mean, they're beautiful in body and soul and spirit. They have kind souls. They're, I worry about people like them because I'm not fragile. But I think people that are so kind and so beautiful in that way, I worry about them going through life and being hurt, because life is pain, man. It's pain. It was a great week. My sister came to visit with my niece and nephew. We were doing all of the things we love, watching movies, reading. I was grilling steaks and chicken. It was great. My daughter had taken my grandson to San Diego for a mini vacation, and my sis and my niece and nephew had come to help me with my granddaughter, Araya, who is a handful. But it was ending. My daughter and grandson were returning, and my sis and the niece and nephew were going home. I was going to the aforementioned hairdresser. Sis was in the garage packing the car. My nephew was helping. I got a load of clothes ready to wash. When a towel is left on the floor in my house, the dog pees on it, and then the cats pee on it. We can't leave towels on the floor. The laundry room reeked of pee. Lord. Yes, I just wanted to share that because it contributed to my bad day. My niece was packing up some of her things, and I saw her out of the corner of my eye as she fell to the ground. She fell straight backward. I didn't know what was happening, but then I saw her begin to shake, and I knew she was having a seizure.
It was probably, without a doubt, the scariest moment of my life. I smile and say that because I'm thinking, what else has happened in my life that's more horrifying than seeing a beautiful, beautiful child having a seizure? Because you know what, people? We don't really have problems. We don't. You know who has problems? People with children who are ill.
As soon as I realized she was having a seizure, I went to her and put one of my hands on her chest, and I grabbed her hand and I checked her pulse. It was weak but steady. I checked her tongue and her eyes. Her shaking continued. It seemed to go on for an eternity. I yelled for her brother. He came in and I told him to hold her hand, and still she continued to shake. I spoke to her the entire time. I said things like, "You are okay. I'm here. Your brother is here. And your grandmother is here. The three of us love you more than anything. You are with people who love you. We love you. We love you. And you are okay." I then told her we were going to call an ambulance, and I continued to comfort her. I never stopped talking to her. She couldn't speak, but I saw one teardrop slip from her eye. It pulled under her eye. I asked my sister to get a cold washcloth so I could bathe her face. Later she told me she heard my voice the whole time. She couldn't speak, she couldn't remember what happened, but she remembered my voice. I spoke to the 911 operator, and here's what I said. "My name is Gloria Moraga." I gave my address, and I said, "My 15-year-old healthy niece is having a seizure. I need paramedics right away." She asked if my niece was breathing, and I said yes, but her pulse is weak. She confirmed my address again, and she told me to put away the pets and unlock the doors. All this time, I held onto my niece's hand, and I comforted her. The operator asked about COVID-19 and if anybody in the house had a fever or symptoms. No, no fever. No, no symptoms. And then they began to arrive. Handsome, sexy men in uniforms. They took over. They were perfect. One asked me if I needed help getting up. I was just sprawled on the floor. I said, no, I can get up myself. Idiot, I thought. I should have gotten some help. Her pulse is weak. She was talking and answering their questions. What is the date? What is her name? Who is the President of the United States? I wish they would change that question. Who needs to hear his name at a time like this? We identified ourselves. Auntie, grandmother, brother. Where is the mother? I called her. A paramedic took the phone and spoke to her in my little office. I smelled the cat pee in the towels, and I thought, what a freaking mess. All these people here, and the smell of cat pee. They decided to take her to emergency. "We shouldn't follow in our car," the lead paramedic said. "They won't let you in the hospital. You'll be stuck outside in your car." What? She's a minor. She's 15. And someone responded, "Yes, she's 15, and that's old enough." "Welcome to COVID-19, another one said. "Okay," I said, "I guess." And another paramedic said, "It's not okay. It's dumb, but it's a rule."
Later, we call and they say, well, one person can come in with her. So I'm now driving. We all talked a little bit about who would be the best person to go because my sister's older than I am and it does have, you know, some issues. And so, you know, who's the person that should go? And I'm going until her mom, who's in Fresno, is on her way and she can get in there and be with her. But she just texted me and she said that the doctor has seen her and that she's fine. And it's like, she's okay, she said. And it's like, the doctor says I'm fine. Nothing's wrong with me. And I answered back, we know nothing's wrong with you. We don't need a medical degree to ascertain that. So I'm here, I'm at the hospital. I am going to figure out where I'm going to get into this place. So it's probably gonna be another disaster. And I'm going to update you after I have another bad day. Bad day, part two.
I arrived at the hospital. And It's a Bad Day, Part 1, started all over again. I apologize for the noise in these clips. It was noisy. At this point, I'm circling around the parking lot, trying in vain to find the entrance and or a parking space. It is impossible. So I do what I recommend all of you do. I communicate. Because of my crazy hair and my look of hysteria, nobody walking by will stop and talk to me. Finally, I spy a gentleman in the shrubs having a cigarette. He is huddled near a bush. I think he's doing this so he can hide in case his supervisor comes out. Here is my annoying voice.
Hi! I'm wandering around lost. I'm trying to get into the emergency room for urgent care with my... I'm just yelling at a man who really doesn't want to talk to me. I mean, I don't blame him. I wouldn't talk to me either. Hi, my name's Gloria. I'm just trying to get to the emergency room. My granddaughter's there. She's 15 and I can go in with her.
Of course, that's a lie. I'm here for my niece, not my granddaughter. Notice how I'm a horrible liar. I stumble and I stutter, but I'm prepared to lie my ass off to help this child. If they waterboard me, I will not crack. The Good Samaritan smoker points to the emergency room entrance, which is for emergency personnel only.
Okay, how do I get in, like, as a person?
Yeah, emergency personnel are a person, like me. Lord. He points to another entrance. It's really far. There are construction crews all about, but no parking. And I stupidly say,
is there some handicap parking over there? I have a broken leg. Okay. It's not far then. I can walk. God bless you. Thanks for answering me. I appreciate you. You're very handsome too.
Lord, I'm an idiot, I think. I'm flirting at a time like this. But he was nice to help me. So I want to give him a compliment. His response was to snuff out his cigarette and practically run away from me. I have that effect on men now. And why do I feel like I have to tell everybody about my broken leg? I'm back in the car.
Okay, any chance I can ever get to flirt with a good-looking man? And honestly, if this wasn't so scary, I would have been in heaven today. Because there were just all these paramedics in my house. They were the best looking men I have ever seen. And the best looking men ever in my house. I haven't had that many good looking men in my house since I stopped working in television. And you can say what you want about people who work in TV. They're good looking. I mean, even the biggest pills were good looking. You know, even the people who hated me and they probably really disliked me and would never say that I was attractive were good looking. All of y'all. You know who you are, too. All of you.
I drive around for about 10 minutes trying to find a place to park, and at one point, I try to drive on a walkway, but my little Mercedes will not fit.
Emergency clergy only. Parking for special delivery only. STEM parking only. Towing enforced, 30-minute limit. I've been through this before. I'm going to show you some of these signs. Honest to Peter, Paul, and Mary. Honest to... who were the apostles? I mean, I would know all this, but I'm upset.
The apostles are Simon Peter, Paul, John, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Mark, Luke, Matthew, Andrew, Thomas, the doubting Thomas, and finally, the traitor, Judas Iscariot. To be honest, I only got 12 of them without Googling the 13th. I totally forgot Bartholomew. How could I forget him?
I get to the hospital, and of course, there's construction. And it's all blocked off. Everything is all blocked off. You can't find the freaking front of the hospital. And what little parking there is all reserved for hospice. Why reserved for hospice? I mean, they don't care. Anyway, that's a joke, and I don't mean anything by it. I've been through death and dying with my mom and my dad, so I have a right to make a joke about death once in a while. Anyway, I get there, and of course, same rotten nightmare parking situation at the hospital. And of course, go to the wrong door. I stop and ask directions, and the guy tells me where to go. And of course,
it's the wrong door. But nice man who told me that his son is a hairdresser and his son had to close down his shops that just opened. He's brand new twice now, thanks to the nasty people who won't wear masks. And oh, and by the way, I have my mask on at all times.
At this point, I want to say the only reason I got into the hospital was because I chatted with the guard whose son is a hairdresser. My point is, please talk to people. Please be polite. Tell them a little about yourself. Ask them their name. Tell them yours. I have gained entrance to so many places because I said, "Hi, my name is Gloria Moraga."
Finally, the guy says, I see you're on crutches. And I said, "Oh, yeah, broken leg, 3 pins in my leg. And I can feel them throb when I'm tired and it gets hot. I can feel the pins in my leg throbbing." And he says, "I'm going to get somebody to escort you in." Well, funny, the person comes to escort me in. Big, burly person. And there is my niece sitting like 5 feet away from the door that I'm at that they were going to make me go around. So I connect with her right away. There's my darling, lovely, beautiful niece. And she's cold because it's, cold in the hospital. And the doctor had seen her and cleared her. Anyway, the doctor cleared her and she was ready to go.
I rush outside. The nurse is going to wheel my niece to another door, and I'm going to pick her up there.
So I'm out in my car, and I can't back up because there is this annoying person in a muscle car, of all things, of course, because they're the worst, in a muscle car, kind of blocking my way. And it was like, I was ready to get out of my car and go over and say, "Listen, you, my niece is waiting for me at the emergency room door, and you better damn well move this muscle car." The person in the muscle car was my niece. My niece, the mama of the baby that was the 15-year-old baby that was in the hospital. So she says, "Where is she? Where is she?" So we went and got her. And I had a bad day today. I had a really bad day. And I'll tell you what makes a bad day. What makes a bad day is when someone you love is sick. When something happens to someone you love and you don't know what it is, that's a bad day. When someone you love is taken off in an ambulance by people you don't know, but people you know are going to take care of her. Thank you, God. Thank you for the paramedics. Thank you for the hospital personnel who took care of my niece. There are just not enough words to express how much you are appreciated.
Finally, take care of yourself. Practice your one-on-one communication skills every day. You don't know when they're going to come in handy. Thank you again to first responders. I'm Gloria Moraga. Please subscribe and share and be brave.
I had a bad day, and it's because someone I loved was hurt. And that says it all. There isn't anything else to say. Love is the thing. Love is the answer. There's no great mystery. Loving people is the answer. It's pain, but it's the answer. I'm Gloria Moraga, one-on-one communications in the digital age. Talk to each other, love each other, care for each other. And thank you to the nurses and paramedics and doctors. Thank you.